This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Carter and I'm so happy to have you for my very first show for 2026. I hope you enjoyed your holidays and that your new year has begun wonderfully. So we have our show today. We have a list of things I'm going to go through because we are at the genesis of a new chapter in our lives. And there's lots of things that we can do to make sure that 2026 goes in the way that we want to. Of course, we can't control everything that happens, but we can plan our very best. And so for that, I brought in one of my very close friends, Taran Sims, and we're going to be going through a whole, I have this sectioned out, guys. Like, I literally have this. I promised y'all at the back end of last year that I was going to do that. I am a woman of my word, so I have literally brought 5 sections of different ways to actually plan your 2026. We're going to be talking about how to sort your year into quarters, big goals, small steps with milestones. We're going to talk about vision boards, action boards, and a snowflake collection. I just found this one. It's so cute. Then we're going to be talking about different things, like a series of things, activities that you can do for 2026. And there are potential goal ideas, which I like that one very much because it's sectioned, categorized into, say, health, fitness, mental health, food goals, creativity goals, professional goals. And then we're also going to have, how can you actually schedule your month? We're also going to touch on what is a daily rhythm? What are the different practices that we can employ each and every day to ground ourselves to ensure that we have a great day, which leads to great weeks and great months, right? And then I fancy Bahamians is doing, you know, like how we see on TV people do spring cleaning. I feel like Bahamians, we do Christmas cleaning. Like, we clean out everything in the Christmas and then we got to get the new paint for the apartment or the house or whatever it is. We want to refresh our furniture and all that good stuff. And this is why I could never find storage containers inside the different stores when I go, because people like storing up stuff and cleaning up stuff and organizing stuff. So I feel like we do that over the holidays. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But of course, as I start off with every show, we have a list of items, of activities that are happening that I want you to keep in mind. I do have some January items, of course, but I also have some bigger events that are happening in the next 3 months that I want us to pay attention to. Before I forget, of course, this is a call-in show, so if you wish to, you can always give us a call. And I hope you get some feedback on some of this 2026 planning things. And I'll try to put some of these onto the page so you can have access to those there. So you can call in at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free from the Family Islands, because I know my mother is listening, 300-5720.
Hi, Pam.
And then you can also text us at 422-4796. That's BTC. Remember that you can also tune in to us live online where you can see us in studio. So we're not just playing on the radio, in your car, wherever you may be. You can get to us on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. Don't forget to like all of our pages. The Happy Hour is on Facebook, X, that's now Twitter, sorry, X, that used to be Twitter, and then Instagram. So we're all over there, and then we look forward to getting your messages. Now, jumping straight in, and I want us to, because it's the beginning of the year, you can start out small. There are some fitness activities that are happening on Monday, and one of those, I think, is actually a free walk, and so that means you can just Sign up, show up, and you can participate. So what's happening on Monday, and it does say free, their Holistic Lifestyle is having their second annual Step Into Wellness Fun Run Walk. It's a 5K and a 10K, starting at 6 a.m., and it'll be from Goodmans Bay to Sandyport and back. This is a free walk. You have to register for it. So you'll get, there'll be water and snacks available, blood screening, a chair massage, health assessment, as well as counseling. So again, that's happening at 6 a.m. on Monday, which is a holiday, the majority rule holiday, at Goodmans Bay. We're also featuring, this is one that I've signed up for. I just collected my shirt and my number and all that good stuff. The BAAA, which we all know is the Athletics Association, they're having a majority rule 3K and 5K run, and they have a 3K walk. That's also on Monday, the majority rule holiday, 12th of January, and it's starting at 6 a.m. So there they have, like I said, they have two different categories. So you can do the 3 or 5K run, or you can do 3K walk. So the 3K run walk is starting at Arawak Key, and that's from the police station to KFC Saunders Beach and back. The cost is $25, and I think it may have gone up today to $30 if you missed that early registration deadline. The first 900 registrants will receive a t-shirt, and all participants will receive a medal. I love those types of races because it makes me feel like I've accomplished something. And then the top three finishers, will receive a trophy. If you can't make any of those, there's also the wellness unit in the, this is the Ministry of Health and Wellness. The wellness unit is starting off strong on Saturday, January 17th with Move Bahamas, their fun run walks. Now, they're usually doing these every month now. So this is what I'm saying. We're starting off the year well and right. And this is, again, a free registration with free giveaways, with free health screenings. We love that word, free. This is going to be at Goodmans Bay Park at from 5 a.m. to 11. So, of course, the fun run walk is usually most likely going to start around 5 with a warm-up, and then they'll hit the road between 5:30 to 6. So if they say 5, we want to be there for 5. And all ages are welcome to register. So that's the 17th of January. I am very proud to see that Get Your Rear in Gear Bahamas has come back. These are the folks that bring attention to colon cancer. And so this is in March. So we want to make sure that you get the registration details for that. I'll try to put these up on the page. There's a lot of things happening. This one is March 28th. And this is, again, colon cancer awareness run walk. This will be at Goodmans Bay. Before we get there, and I have to give a shout out to Four Seasons Race Management. I know we're in January, but the Love Walk is coming up in February. That's going to be on February 7th, starting at 6 a.m. This is their fourth year. It's a fun walk, guys. And it doesn't have to be your significant other, although that's highly encouraged. It can be your best friend, because my best friend is coming with me, who happens to be sitting in studio with me.
Yes, it is.
But you can go with your sister, your brother, your child. I've seen many, I've actually seen people who are not related go out together. So it doesn't matter. It's just a duo race, and you can walk it, you can run it. Also happening in February, the Stride for Life Fun Run Walk. This is with the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. So that one's happening on the 28th of February. So you can register now if you wish to do so for that. And again, I'm just throwing a couple things out there so that you're aware that they're happening, because I don't want you to say that I didn't keep you up to date. Also happening, and this is March. I know I'm jumping ahead, but I'm just trying to put it out there at the beginning of the year. The Kidney Association, the Bahamas Kidney Association, is also coming back with their walk. So that's happening on the 7th of March. What's special about the Bahamas Kidney Association is that they're also going to be having a gala, a soiree. They're calling it the Emerald Soiree, and that's happening on March 28th, 2026. The theme is going to be an Emerald Evening of Hope. I don't know how much it's going to cost. They're saying get ready for a night of style, purpose, and impact as we come together to support the work of the Bahamas Kidney Association. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that as a people, we are facing lots of challenges with patients needing dialysis and such. And so this is something that I really feel like we can all get on board to particularly support, because we all know somebody who is facing a challenge with dialysis and kidney issues. So just mark your calendars and let's see how we can support for that. The Horticultural Society is going to be having their quarterly I want to say it's quarterly. Y'all don't come for me. If it's not, I'm sorry. At least I thought it was. I'm a very delinquent, almost member of the Horticultural Society as a plant mummy. So on February 7th at 9 a.m. at the retreat, and that's the Bahamas National Trust retreat on Village Road, they're going to be having their plant sale. It's a $2 admission. Children are free. Parking is free. And they're going to have a $5 plant table. So they're going to have orchids, bromeliads, succulents, assorted roses, fruit trees, tillandsias, native trees, hedge plants, vegetables, seedlings, palms, and much more. So if you have never become a plant person, this is a great opportunity for you to go out there and meet the people who are in love with plants, as well as finding a plant that has been grown by people who care about them. No shade to anybody. As a shout out again to the Bahamas Red Cross, the annual ball is happening on the 31st of January. Please, if you haven't gotten your tickets, contact the Bahamas Red Cross to get your tickets. If you want to purchase an ad in our booklet, please do so. And I say our because I'm on the organizing committee for it. And we are still accepting prizes and donations if you may have them. In the same vein, the Heart Ball is happening on the 21st of February. So you're going to mark your calendar, and all proceeds go to the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation for life-saving heart surgeries for our children. So again, this is an amazing opportunity to support organizations that are doing great things in the community. And I have to mention the Long Islanders Association, which we all know that I am a part of. So I have a bias, obviously, as a Long Island woman. We're having our souse out on the Saturday, the 7th of February, and that's going to start at 8. So if you want to get mutton souse, chicken souse, you want to get stew fish, stew conch, I think we're also going to have sheep tongue souse as well as pastries and whatnot on sale. So you can reach out to me to get your tickets, or any member of the Long Islanders Association. And speaking about Islanders, I am so excited that Islanders, the 28th of February, we're actually going to be having the National Family Island Regatta is having their 70th platinum ball. It's their 70th anniversary. I can't wait for that. I really can. And so that's going to be happening at Bahamar. And they're saying, get your crew, family, and sailing fans together to make up your boat table or your island table. Long Island is going to be present. And I want to say shout out to all the Long Island sailors that are now participating down there in the Back to the Key Regatta, happening in Governor's Harbor. I already see that early bird has won the first race. Congratulations to Caden and Co. Sorry, again, Long Island woman, I can't hide that. Also happening on the week of the 28th, this is the back end of February. You remember that the Bahamas National Trust usually has their wine and art festival, right? That was postponed because of the storms that we were having. And so they actually put that to the weekend of the 28th, Saturday, the 28th of February. So you want to mark your calendars for that. And I'm just double checking to see I haven't missed anything for January. Of course, if you are having an event, please let me know. This is the purpose of the show. We want to talk about what's going on in the community and how we can support. Caller, I see your call there, and I just have to wait until my producer gets back so that I can get you in, because I don't want to press the wrong button there. So I think that's all of the major events that I know of that are happening. Again, if you know of something occurring, please let me know. And I cannot forget, Saturday, the 7th of February, in the evening time, the University of the Bahamas is going to be having their alumni awards. So we want to support all of those alumni that are receiving awards on that evening. Reach out to the alumni affairs office over there at UB to secure your tickets for that event and support these people who are making a positive impact on the community. And I think that would be it that I know of that's happening. That's quite a bit. I think I literally took, that's about 10 minutes going through upcoming events. But I also promised to give a shout out. I was trying to get them on the show to talk about what's happening today. Taran, did you know that they're actually having a Culture on the Key event today?
Today where?
Right down at Arawak Key.
Oh, I did see the setup, actually.
You did see the setup? Yeah, so apparently, and this started from 12 o'clock today, and it's going to happen until 10 o'clock tonight. They're having music and entertainment, bread making and pizza making. They're going to have a folklore costume competition. They're having a frosting and flair competition, live painting by Preston Hanner. Big ups to my friend Preston from CVE. Painting Sessions by Art and Soul Bahamas. They're going to have the All Bahamian Book Fair, a Trash to Treasure session, a Bahamian Game Time, Bahamian Flicks, and the National Dance Showcase, and so much more. So what's happening right now, according to the schedule that somebody was so kind to let me see, they are currently engaged with the live painting setup. They are having the Diane Carroll and the Accordion Youth Group.
Oh, I saw them the other day.
Really? How were they?
Fresh Market and Harbor Bay. They were really good.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen a young person play an accordion.
She had young students playing the accordion.
Oh, my goodness. I need to talk to them. If you know Diane Carroll and the Accordion Youth Group, y'all, please reach out. I want to talk to them because I have not seen that, and I want us to see them together. They have an escape room that's down there?
Downtown?
No, at the same event, the Back to the Key thing.
Oh.
Yeah, the Anatole Rogers Rake and Scrape Band is also going to be performing. They're going to have a little fashionista fashion pop up. The Government High School dance team is going to be participating in the National Dance Showcase. So shout out to the GHS dance team. Dania, Gator is having a fashion pop up. And then Talia Wright is having also a fashion pop up. Cohen of the National Dance, I think, School is having a performance, and Keith Ferguson, as well as the R.M. Bailey Pop Band. Shout out to the R.M. Bailey Pop Band. Like, y'all have been carrying on bad since I came back home, and they were at, like, one of the first events I attended, and I was like, my goodness, when did they get a pop band? This is fantastic. So cheers to everybody who is helping to make sure that the Culture on the Key event happening today until 10 o'clock goes off without a hitch. And if y'all have time, ladies and gentlemen that are tuned in, please pass by Awak Key. You have until 10 o'clock tonight, and lots of things are going on down there. So you want to support, and it's seemingly young people. So we want to make sure that they know that they are loved. Now, to the purpose and point of today's show. And I want to start off from the top about questions. And I say questions because there are some questions that we need to talk about before we even start planning things and something like an entire year of your life, particularly when you're trying to accomplish stuff. And so I have a group, and I'm not going to read out all of them, but I feel like this is at least 10 of them that we can start with. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just, I will share these on the page, but I want us to ponder these. And so Taran and I are going to go through them, and then we're just going to talk them through. We do have a list, so we may not spend so much time on each one, but I want us to go through each of these things that we have popped out here today. So before you plan your 2026, ask yourself these questions. What felt heavy in 2025 that you kept carrying anyway? And what would it take to set it down fully or partially in this next season? Where did you surprise yourself in 2025? Any situation where you handle something differently than an old you would have? Now, I got to stick a pin right there because I know some people, you all know me, I'm kind of passionate. So I have become even more calm in how I do things. But I feel, you know, sometimes when we grow as persons, individually, we handle life circumstances a bit differently. What did you tolerate? And I think I can need to leave my Baptist sign key on this one. Hold on now. What did you tolerate for far too long in 2025? I feel like I'm preaching right now. What did you tolerate? For example, a pattern, a relationship dynamic, a habit, a belief, and what kept you there? In what ways did you abandon yourself in 2025? That's a strong one. And I know, Taran, we usually have conversations about being true to self. And abandoning self is I think, something that we tend to do subconsciously. And I think it could be helpful in this new year to be mindful. Like, as individuals, we need to be more mindful about putting ourselves to the side. The examples given is ignoring your gut feelings, overcommitting, staying quiet. What did those moments cost you? ladies and gentlemen, this is some heavy stuff right here, but this is the type of work that we have to go through in order to make a clear path to what we want to accomplish. What are you proud of that doesn't have proof in a resume or on social media? Because the good Lord knows that we have been pressured by society that if they can't see what we do, then it don't matter. But sometimes a lot of what we do that isn't seen matters most. In what ways have you grown that others might not see? Now, this is a big one right here. What did you grieve openly or quietly in 25? And how did that loss change what matters to you now? When did you feel most like yourself in 2025? What were you doing? Who were you with? And what were the circumstances that allowed for it? The note that ends this particular portion and says, if you treated December as a buffer zone between who you have been and who you are becoming, then what feels important to clean up, complete, or acknowledge before fully crossing the threshold of 2026? And darn, that's some heavy stuff.
You ready to dig into this?
Yes, let's start digging in.
How do you want to start this, Dean?
Because I feel everything that comes after this is going to be the easy. Because first of all, I think we have to be vulnerable, right? In order to acknowledge, to first start the process of acknowledging, mm-hmm. well, how did 25 look? What worked from what didn't work? How was I an obstacle to myself? Like, these are some powerful things to think about.
Very much so. And it's all aligned with how you approach it. Mm-hmm. Whether you approach it in its totality or you approach it bit mm-hmm. by bit. Mm-hmm. You said such an important word, alignment, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And alignment, a lot of people use that word and they don't really dig into what it really means. Mm-hmm. Alignment is founding, is for me, my personal perception of alignment is destroying self. Because if we look at who we are, when we're born in chaos. And our job is to find order in the chaos. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't find the sequence order in the chaos to be able to propel ourselves forward. And that comes as a fact because we externalize who we are, our self-validation. We externalize love. I listen to people and they rarely speak about, self-love. They always speak about somebody else loving them. Mm-hmm. And it even taps into our spirituality. Last year, I really got into reading the Bible, not from a Christian perspective, but from an actual perspective of what it really meant back in the days of the people who wrote it, which were East Judeans, and understanding the spirituality complex from that point. And last year was rewarding but very hard because I went on a spiritual journey to find my own alignment. And that required me to dig deep and... I came up with a saying the other day, it's like, nobody can chastise me because I chastise myself first. Mm. And that spirituality journey allowed me to dig deep and find those things that not bound me by the things that were not of, and again, I have my different perception on Christianity, so I want to dig into that because that's right. A long conversation, but not being bound by the bad, but always looking at the light. And when you do find alignment is synonymous with fulfillment.
Yes.
And so as you start to align with those things that fulfill you, you start to shed a lot of leaves, which we would consider the dark. And so it's embracing light and dark and understanding both of those and understanding your own self-alignment purpose. Right?
Yes.
And once you find purpose, you start to align with purpose. And hence we have... the tree called fulfillment. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is. No, I love the perspective that you bring. Because, yes, listen, I want you all to believe, we do have chaos all around us. And we can't have order and chaos unless we initiate it. Because we can only control ourselves. We can't control what happens to us, but we control how we react as much as we can. We can control how we perceive it. We can control what our reactions may be, again, as best as we can. But the first step is acknowledging these things, yep. Trying to clean up our lives, how we operate. But in order to start, we have to be vulnerable with ourselves first,
yep.
To realize that perhaps the way in which we have been living, the way in which we have been operating, may not be what's in the best interest of us and the people. We can't help others until we help ourselves, right? And so we have to make sure that we are in alignment with what, not only what we want to be, but who we want to help. Like, how can you help others if you haven't helped yourself yet? It's like when you're inside in an airplane, right? You have to put on that oxygen mask first.
Before you help anybody else.
Right. I was actually telling somebody, because I've been doing, I feel like it was an annual review, right? Because it's like almost every day I was just pondering this one Bible verse, because it just came up in a podcast excerpt that I was watching, right? You know, when they say we must pour into others, right? Pour from our cups. It doesn't actually say pour from our cups. It says to pour from our overflow, flow. Right? And when that dropped into my spirit and in my feed, I got so many other interpretations of this same thing, but all comes back to the same concept. We're not supposed to be pouring directly from our cup, because if our cup is empty, then we have nothing to give. It's supposed to be from our overflow. And I feel like that's how we tend to, unfortunately, life drains us because we allow it. And boundaries are so important. And I feel like I struggle with boundaries.
I just posted something yesterday, you know. I can't say it on the radio. I would not say it on the radio, but living in this world as a nice person, right?
Yeah.
You have to be able to set those type of boundaries to find your own alignment.
Yeah.
And you said something so important about pouring from your cup. If you're suffocating, you can't give anybody air.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I think help us became somewhat of a less genuine from an internal perspective, but more externalized to say, oh, you ignoring your own emptiness,
yes.
And trying to fill somebody else with emptiness. And it goes back to alignment, right? And the externalization mm-hmm. of these things. Let's go to the church. I know this is a sensitive topic, but... I was talking to a really good friend of mine the other day, and she is a first lady in a church. And we were talking about shepherds and lamb, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how so much there are so much lambs, and you know, a lamb becomes a sheep.
Yeah.
And she used, she did a comparative between, you know, people transitioning from a lamb and coming a sheep. And she said, well, she noticed that. There were so many lambs in the church. And I asked her, why are there so much lambs in the church? You're the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked away from the conversation and I looked at my own reflection of the Bible, because I didn't believe in it at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought it back and I started reading it, not mm-hmm. from a Christian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was reading, and she and I even spoke about like the shepherds watching the lambs.
Yes.
So I took that analogy as the shepherds are the people who are supposed to help the lambs become
yeah.
the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we use that from the Bible, from the chapters, from the book of Luke, mm-hmm. right? And so when we look at lambs and sheep, we put it in a human perspective. The shepherds are supposed to be guiding the souls to maturity.
Yeah.
But because it's been externalized, divinity and spirituality
mm-hmm.
can be accessed by somebody else.
Yeah.
But you have the shepherds who, they preach their interpretation of the word to the lambs. But obviously we have a situation where the lambs are not returning to sheep.
Well, see, I think, and this is quite true, I believe, as well, right? Because, another one of my friends, we tend to have some very, very deep spiritual mm-hmm. conversations. Our spiritual journey, which impacts who we are, I mean, of course, if you are a spiritual person, not to say that every person is, but if you are one, is not only reliant on your attendance in church, but your own individual journey, which you have to nourish your soul every day.
Yep.
Like every single day. And it's up to you to do that, because, you know, with the advent of Christianity, the Lord Jesus Christ would have opened up the means for you to have a direct relationship. And so you have to nurture that. So in a sense, you become your own yeah. shepherd with you growing from a lamb to a sheep.
Yeah. Jesus speaks in Acts about the way. Mm-hmm. The way. And it's simple. He shows you the way how to exactly. do it, right?
Yeah.
But going back to what you were talking about, order and chaos.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself, like, why people can't find alignment. There's a phrase that I learned at COB in my business class, mm-hmm. carpe diem.
Right.
And I was looking deeper into carpe diem and what carpe diem really means. You know, mm-hmm. we take it as seize the day.
Right.
And seizing the day is come. You're rushing the day, right?
Right.
You attack it.
Yeah.
But when we look at Latin and we understand carpe diem, it means pluck the day.
Right.
So when you pluck feathers off a chicken, you do it gently.
Yes.
So the chicken doesn't scream. Whenever you pluck feathers, it's gently. So it means gently pluck the day.
Yes.
And that has to be done with intentionality.
Right.
Right.
But it also has to be done without pressure. And
without
I feel like,
pressure.
Right. Because I feel like, you know, our daily lives mm-hmm. inside this day and time, I feel like we're pushed to do everything so quickly. So
that's because the day is not aligned.
Yeah.
So people don't wake. A lot of people don't wake up. And I was just like this. So like about halfway through last year, every morning I woke up and I tried to not. I used to wake up 30 minutes before work, to be honest. So my days used to be chaotic.
Right.
And what I do, I use my own path mm-hmm. to look at different... My life, I call it an experiment. The hypothesis for me is that, okay, by waking up and meditating, I can do intentionally, right?
Yeah.
So I do these... I have a monitoring and evaluation framework in my head of, okay, you implement this thing into your life. Let's see how this works
yes,
better.
Yes, yes.
And so I started waking up earlier because I also like... And re-included in my morning routine some physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
But I started meditating for 30 minutes and plotting my day.
Yes.
And what I have found is that there are a lot of seconds in a minute.
Yes.
And time doesn't go fast. Time goes fast because you're not aligned with the time intentionally.
Yeah.
And we have a society of people that can't live intentionally because you see the chaos go around, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a mom, she wakes up, the kids are screaming.
Yeah.
She can't meditate for 30 minutes.
No. So, unless she wakes up incredibly early, which in most cases she probably went to sleep late the previous evening trying to do life.
Life.
Yeah.
But it's about slowing life down sometimes and creating intentionalities and building those systems
mm-hmm.
to find alignment. Because you can't find alignment if there's complete chaos.
Yeah, and speaking about chaos, that leads us exactly into the next thing. And this isn't going to be as deep, this particular one right here, but it's simple things that we can do, people. So I found this one that says, things to get rid of before 2026. Don't worry, I ain't coming for nobody neck or anything. This is like simple things you could do.
Running after people.
Well, see, that's part right there. Mm-hmm. So this is a little bit more simple. Okay, because I wanted to get let's get the deeper part out first, because I was like, we got to get through that one, because you literally, if we are not grounded and at peace with ourselves, then nothing.
Can't be peace with nobody else.
It's like the Taoists, they live in a particular way, so they follow the water, right? So if the water is disrupted, if it's rushing all the time, then you can't have peace and tranquility in that way. You just simply cannot. It will not work. So you have to work on your source, who you are and what feeds you, right? But things to get rid of before 2026. Well, obviously, we're already there, but there's still time because, you know, January is Teshron. Expired makeup and skincare. Clothes that no longer fit your body or life. Old chargers, mystery cords, broken electronics. Samples and minis that you're actually not using. No shoe wrote, but you never sent. Shoes you avoid because they hurt. And I know women, they tell us beauty isn't pain. No, nobody. If it hurt me, you go bye-bye. I'm not even purchasing you. Subscriptions you forgot or don't need. So let's not wait until your card gets hit with that charge and be like, oh yeah, I was supposed to delete that particular account. Paper piles you keep moving from one place to another. Duplicates of things you only need one of. Books you are not actually going to finish. Let's be real with ourselves. We get books that we say we want to read, but do you actually make time to read said books? And when you get books, are these truly books that you want to read? It goes back again to alignment. It's a little thing. All the little things add up, people. They add up. Apps that quietly train your time. Do you know what they call scrolling on TikTok? Doom scrolling, right? The youngins call it brain rot, right? When you just are scrolling. So it's almost like, what could you do with your time? It goes back to intentionality. Again, little things add up. Gifts you kept out of obligation. how many things y'all got during the Christmas time that y'all don't actually want or need? Like, let's really think about that, right? Containers without matching lids. I know I'm talking to somebody out there with a bunch of bowls and he ain't got no lids.
To be honest, I did this in December. I did, as you were talking about sprinkling.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Like, before we got on the show, Taran and I was talking about, like, how Bahamians...
We sprinkling.
Right. During Christmas, during the holidays. Like, how, you know, we see it portrayed on television as you do it during spring. No. We're doing it during the Christmas time to make sure the house is nice and clean. We're going to paint up.
But
we're gonna
I didn't do it up. For that reason.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. No.
So, I came back home off of a work trip and... I'm all about feng shui, right?
Right, right.
I'm the odd, I'm the baby child, so I'm the esoteric. And I felt like I couldn't breathe. So.
Right, right.
I decided to do this, exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Bowls that didn't match. Because if I am talking about alignment, I want alignment in every aspect.
Exactly.
And energy, I feel energy, right? Mm-hmm. Your home is yet energetic. This is where you go to
your
recharge.
Your home represents you.
It represents you.
It's your safe space.
And it's
space.
A place where you go. It's like when you put your phone on charge to feed your own energy.
One of my mentors, she actually calls it a soft place to land
after a long day. Mm-hmm. And I got rid of clothes articles that... I probably would have... So, as I wouldn't say a hoarder, but I like to collect things. Mm-hmm. And so, I have moved around a bit. And I brought things with me. And I found things that I was no longer using. And so, appliances, bowls, cups, anything that was defunct, anything mm-hmm. that was not of use for me in my space. And if you see the amount of clutter that I threw away...
No, but that's just the thing. Because, you know... To be real, we live in a society, and we've been conditioned to do so, for consumerism, capitalism. Like, we're encouraged to buy things that, do we truly need that? And then, to be quite fair, some of the things we purchase, the quality isn't the best, so we have to keep on repurchasing, and then we don't want to throw the old one away, because maybe I may need that. Maybe I could just stitch in that hole, or something like that. But, oh my gosh.
So the reason I actually got into sustainability was because one of the first, I had a class, and I had a project on consumption. And I had to break consumption down and the impact of consumption. And I was like, wow. When we look at consumerism and spending patterns of our own personal mm-hmm. spending patterns of spending money on things that we really don't need. Mm-hmm. For example, if your iPhone is working, just keep it.
Listen, right? I don't change my phone unless I have to change my phone. Like, I know.
And
see,
it then
again,
goes back
the
to
condition.
Alignment and conditioning. Yeah. People can't align because you buy the iPhone and then you don't have money to pay your bills. So therefore, you have... chaos.
Yeah, and right? We can't. Mm-mm. So we got to break these patterns.
Intentionality.
People. Exactly. Photos. Continuing with these things that we need to get rid of. Photos you don't need to keep revisiting. I know I'm speaking to somebody out there. You and that person ain't together no more. That period of time already broke up. You don't need all those screenshots of them events that already passed. I'm talking to myself. I got to clean up my phone, right? We just need to don't. That's not. And also psychologically, it's not good for our mental if we keep revisiting times
but
and places.
But it also
and people.
Tells you it goes deep into people and them. It goes into. We talk about this self love.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of us have been in that place before where we hold on so tight to the past. Mm-hmm. Holding on to the past is depression. Mm-hmm. Thinking about the future is anxiety. Mm-hmm. The only thing we can control is right now. So let's go to a situation of relationship. If that person is not giving you the energy that you need, detach from that and detach from that in every facet, whether that's photos bringing back a memory because memories are energies. Mm-hmm. And when that energy gets into you, you miss your alignment mm-hmm. because you're allowing that to dampen your spirit and your soul and your energy. So detach from anything that's not taking you and aligning you with the energy that you currently want in your life.
I want y'all to leave. I feel like I'm in church right now. I know I really want y'all to think that. Continuing, kitchen tools you never reach for. Now, I may have to say
no.
pause on this.
What have you?
I got to put a pause. Hey, I got to put a pause on that. That one right there, I may not agree with. You know why? Because you may actually need
exactly.
that. You may want to cook something. You may want to take yourself out of your comfort zone.
I don't
to
bake,
cook.
But over the Christmas, I was baking. Yeah. So I couldn't throw away my...
No. So this is the thing. So I challenge. That's the only one on this list so far. I can say, no, not that one. Towels or linens past their useful life. I will say this. If you are doing something like that, if they're not like up to standard for your use, there could be places like the Humane Society, mm-hmm. BARC and whatnot, that could use them for the work that they do. So perhaps check in if you have like old sheets and towels and things like that, that could be use of a person dealing with pets and whatnot. Saved receipts you don't need anymore. You can get rid of those. Things that you've been meaning to fix but won't. So that means some things that are broken that we know we can't fix. Like, just take them out. You need the space, get rid of the thing that ain't working. Socks with holes that you keep meaning to replace. It's socks, people.
Leave me alone.
Mugs you don't actually like drinking from. I want you to know, like, I've gone to the point in life, I don't want nobody giving me no more cups. I don't need no more cups. I don't need any cups. I don't need any bottles. Please don't do that. I'm actively avoiding that. Like, come on. Things we only keep because they were expensive. Now, see that one right here. I'm like, listen, we could sell that and make some money and put it somewhere else. I don't know. Emails you save but won't need again. Projects you reopen but won't ever finish. No, I disagree with that. Let's try to finish those projects. But let's be realistic about what we can and cannot do. Connections that no longer fit the shape of your life. Taran just gave us life lessons on why we need to stop doing that. Anything costing more to keep than to get rid of. My Lord, we are preaching here today. So that's the get rid of. And then for the goals, and this is, remember I told y'all at the beginning of the show that I found a list of potential goal ideas, and it's actually categorized in different areas. So time flies when you're having fun. So I have 11 minutes left with you all. So I want to see how fast we can get through this. And Taran, I think we've already started knocking a couple of these things off our list, right? So the first batch, health and wellness. So underneath this, complete a 30-day fitness challenge. I know some people out there on the Daniel fast. I know some of y'all are out there because it's a January thing. Good luck. You can do it. I believe in you. Run a 5K, 10K, or marathon. Catch me on any given Saturday. That's me. Catch Taran every day. That's him. And also, ladies and gentlemen, the things that I'm telling you are not things that I would not try to practice myself, because I believe hypocrisy is something that literally disables a society. So we need to actually talk the talk, walk the walk, all that good stuff. So I'm not pontificating here, okay? Just want you to know I'm talking to myself and you at the same time. Improve flexibility with daily stretching. Track your daily steps and aim for 10K per day. Try a new sport or physical activity. One of my girlfriends last year, she wanted to get into fly football. She didn't know who to contact, but she was like, D, I know you know everybody. How could you help me? This gal done finished a whole season of whatnot. I think she done got one little MVP trophy and everything and whatnot. I am so proud of her.
She found a passion.
This is what I'm saying. And if we don't know it, we know somebody who does. So let's continue to work on opening our networks and our channels of communication, because help is out there. Just ask for it. Personal development. Read 12 books on self-improvement. Practice daily journaling to reflect on progress. Learn a new language. Take a personality test to understand your strengths. Those things will give you insight like none other. Join a local or online personal development group. Under learning and education, enroll in an online course. Do you know that UB Ignite on Grand Bahama, right? They actually have a whole series of business-minded courses that are free, if I recall. I might be wrong, but I believe that they are free for persons looking to start a business or build a hobby into a business. And you just have to sign up. And if you're accepted into the program, then you literally will have access to courses taught by qualified people, and it's for free. Right. I'm like, there's another program that they have that actually facilitates free courses. Ladies and gentlemen, they're out there. Like Coursera is another option to try and get certifications in particular areas. Like they're out there,
and you have to just use the internet smartly. Yeah, everything is there.
Exactly. Learn a new software tool. Attend a professional workshop or seminar. Earn a certification in your field. Watch one educational TED talk per week. Under mindfulness and mental health, and ladies and gentlemen, you all know this is my thing right here. I want you all to pay particular attention to this section. Meditate daily for at least 10 minutes. And I know some of y'all out there thinking when you say meditate, that ain't of God, whatnot, that ain't what we mean.
But the thing about prayer in East Judea, it is meditation. And we say it in church, and meditation is mentioned in the Bible numerous times. So,
So I just want to make that clarification. Remember,
because if you don't meditate when you pray, how do you absolve and ingrain the word within you?
Yeah, it's talk with yourself and your God. It's talk with yourself.
And most people can't talk to themselves. because they're afraid of them. They don't love themselves and all. So you have to face self when you do talk to yourself in meditation.
And that's a hard thing to do. Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. Yeah. That's why a lot of persons tend to be harder on the people around them because they haven't looked at themselves, but we're not ready to have that conversation. And this is the happy hour, so I'm going to try not to go down that road. But yeah, no, I see you. I clock you. Let's talk. Practice gratitude journaling. Ladies and gentlemen, you can just get they got journals. I just was in Kelly's the other day. They got some pretty journals inside there for like $20. So like, great, you can get them. You can get a book, a notepad for $1, $2 or whatever like that. Like people just be giving away free notebooks and planners and things sometimes. Get a book, write it out. Like, come on. Limit.
When you go to that conference, take all the notepads.
Listen, if you have a meeting at a hotel, like, come on.
Take all of the notepads.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking like a college kid, but like for real. Limit your screen time to improve mental clarity. You can't think about the things that you want to do if your attention is being divided by other things that cannot help serve you. Attend a mental health retreat or session. And just as a plug, the Bahamas Psychological Association has a hotline, a telephone line. So if you're having issues, you can give them a call. Like they may not be able to provide everything through that call, but they can connect you where you need to be. There are outlets out there that you can find. Like, let's start using those. And then persons like Harrison Thompson, you also have good friend Curry. Oh, what's her name? First name. You have a lot of young psychologists out there who know what we're doing, right? So you want to make sure you connect with them. And they're on social media. Listen to their podcasts. Like, listen to them talk. They're really good. Sorry, I really got to say her name because, like, she was on the Morning Plan the other day.
I'll look for it.
Raquel. She's amazing. So continuing on mindfulness and mental health. Develop a regular sleep schedule. Our bodies need it to repair, to recuperate, to recover. We need to have sleep. And our bodies do better when we actually give it a cycle, a proper cycle that it can actually get used to. Community and volunteering is another one right here. And if y'all know, the show is all about telling y'all what we can do and how to help the community and talking with the people who are doing the work. So if you ever want advice as into how to get involved in volunteering, I call myself the volunteer extraordinaire because God knows I give so much of my free time to the community. So again, I don't just talk. I do the things.
I'm going to go say something.
No, not on radio. Stop it. Volunteer for a cause you care about. Organize a community event. Donate regularly to a charity. Join a local club or group. Mentor somebody in your field. If y'all see a young person or even the older person who just joined into a job, like, take them under your wing. Try help them out, man. Somebody was nice to you, and hopefully they were. Or if not, be the example that you wish somebody could have been to you. For career and work, I don't know if you can get a promotion or raise at work, but work hard enough and do the things you need to do to be considered for that, right? Update your LinkedIn profile with key achievements. I know I'm talking to somebody out there who did some great things last year, but I can't see it at all on your profile. We need to see these things. Show people that it's possible. You may be inspiring somebody by sharing that information. Learn a new skill relevant to your job. Build a professional network by attending events. Like the Contractors Association be having their events all the time. I didn't even know that like they meet that regularly until somebody drew me into it. I was like, I'm not a contractor, but you know, y'all are doing some great things there. The accountants have their own thing. The compliance professionals have their own bodies. Like, find your people. The human resource people have their own groupings. Like, literally, the social workers have their own grouping. Like, find your teachers. Come on now. Start a side project related to your career. For relationships, boy, your girl's single again, so I know. Let's see. Schedule regular date nights with your partner. Reconnect with three old friends. That's on my list to do this year, actually, that one. Practice active listening in conversations. Y'all see how much I talk on the radio? I try not to talk inside my conversation with friends because I want to hear more from them, right?
She's lying. She's on the phone for 3 hours, 2 nights.
Anyway, plan a family trip or we can't get away. Celebrate important milestones with loved ones. Finance and money. I want y'all to take notes. Save a specific amount for a major purchase. Start investing in stocks and mutual funds. Do you know you can start a mutual fund with some of these companies around here for like $1,500 if you have that? But if you have $100, you can actually start with a treasury bond from the central bank. And depending on the years that you invest in, the yield on that is anywhere from like, what, 3% to 6.5%. That's the highest investment on an individual investment that you can, the highest return on investment for any individual investment inside this country. So let's look at these things.
I think one of those points to under financial, like learn financial literacy.
Yes, and there are also online courses you can take for that. And they make it for different ages. Shout out to Lakeisha Roll, our classmate from COB. She actually has a financial literacy academy. So if you or your workplace, your children, whomever, she can tailor that program to like break it down. And she literally has degrees in these areas, right? And she makes it simple. So people like her. So Lakeisha Roll is her name. She's married now. So she's a DeVoe. So just look up the Financial Literacy Academy or the Financial Academy on Facebook. She's very active there. Create and stick to a monthly budget. Pay off a debit or credit card bill. Build up an emergency fund. And I know sometimes this could be difficult, but just start with a couple dollars, because I know some of us are not earning as much as we want to, but we got to start from somewhere, right? ASUS are beautiful.
My mommy told me it's not how much you make, it's how you spend your money.
Yeah. Creativity. Start a daily sketching or writing habit. Take a photography class. Launch a creative blog or YouTube channel. Learn to play a musical instrument. Explore a new hobby like painting or knitting. For professional growth, attend a networking event each month. Publish an article on LinkedIn or a blog. Ask for feedback from colleagues. Build a personal brand online. Develop a five-year plan. My Lord, this is a lot right here. And so I want to, because we literally have like, I think, a couple of minutes before we have to. And
I want to add one.
Yeah, on the please. List.
I think all of that is beautiful, but I want to charge people with one thing this year. It's not believing in yourself. Mm. And when you believe in yourself, there's power in the tone. Speaking more of an affirmative language this year rather than a, for lack of a better word, like, a doubtful language.
Yeah.
Say that this will be a good year and I am having a good year. And as you, it keeps your consciousness at a level state where you can actually start to believe in yourself and see things manifest. So as you move forward, talk affirmatively. Speak life into your life. And that happens through believing in yourself. And you'll truly find a beautiful alignment.
I love that. That indeed. Yeah. Much needed,
yeah,
because it's how we talk about ourselves to ourselves, and that influences how we deal with others.
It's beauty inside, baby.
Yes. You can also schedule your month. This is another simple thing. Again, I'll try to share them all on the page. Schedule one lunch date with a friend. Have one full day out in nature. And also, did you know that on major holidays, the Bahamas National Trust usually makes entry to their parks free?
And they're beautiful. My favorite is Primeval Forest.
Oh, me too. Yes, yes. So check their pages to see when you can go.
That's the thing, Dee. We need to enjoy this country like the tourists. Embrace what we have, like our abundance. Like, you know.
But a lot of people simply don't know.
That's the thing about it. Is we don't know because people don't have time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a rat race.
They don't, because we, again, what we go to about being intentional about these type of things, right?
No, you got to schedule it out, man.
Schedule it out. Yeah. Make your life where you can fit it in. Enjoy what we have. We have a lot here in this country.
Yeah, we do.
And it's free.
Exactly.
On those days, they're free.
And you could do, they usually advertise it. Yeah.
Walking in nature free.
24 hours with no social media. One day doing absolutely nothing. One day trying something brand new. One at-home movie night with your family. One day serving others. One self-care or pamper date just for you. One day waking up early to watch the sunrise. And that one right there, I can tell you all, I'm not, don't do it. Unless you're in a safe space. Sorry. If you're on a family island, maybe. I ain't trusting that because some things to be
you can watch it in the back here yet.
Mm-hmm. One day watching the sunset. Oh, I need to do that again. One solo cafe date for yourself. Y'all don't need to tell me that. Me and coffee. And then we have, this is a daily rhythm that I found. And this is, I think, what we will close out with. For your morning block. So this is set up in a morning block, a midday block, an afternoon block, and an evening block. And then I'll tell y'all what I'm doing for this year. Morning block, water and food before caffeine, or try not to have caffeine. 20 to 30 minutes of movement. Review your 10 goals for the next 4 weeks. So essentially, you want to see what you're trying to achieve for the month and renew that every morning. Focus on one needle mover before the world gets loud. So what are you doing for you? Mm-hmm. Light, tidy up to create a calm environment. So again, getting rid of chaos, as simple as making up our beds in the morning. Midday block, nourishing high-protein meal that supports your energy. Because we're going to talk about nutrition. I am going to have some folks on during this year to talk more about that. 10-minute walk or stretch break, right? So some of us get 15 minutes during the day on our jobs. Like, let's try to walk it out. Creative time or a quiet reset moment. Check in with your needle movers for the day. And just to be clear, needle movers are like, what are the things that make you tick? Afternoon block. Finish a task that align with your goals. Protect focus by reducing noise and distractions. Note your biggest win of the day, because there's always something to celebrate. You waking up is something to celebrate, because some persons did not have that chance. Keep your planner open beside you as an anchor, because you should have everything you're doing written out. It helps. In Habakkuk, it says, write out your vision to make it plain, okay? Evening block, clean your space for tomorrow. Read or journal for clarity. Phone off time to regulate your nervous system and set your intention for the next day. What I'm trying to do this year, I got two sets of devotionals, one for morning, one for evening, and I'm going to be approaching my days like that. So I start off devotions, spend my time journaling, and then talks with God in the morning, and then in the evening do the same thing. And then one of the gifts that I met at work, and shout out to one of my, I call her my sister types at work, she gave me a desktop devotional. And I was like, this is great. I was like, look at God. Because I said I also want to do something midday. Because mm-hmm. I admire how Muslims actually do that. They mm-hmm. they pray morning, noon, and night.
There's something in every religion we can learn.
You know, but actually, do you know in early Christianity, we actually did that?
Yeah. In East, again, me reading the Bible from an East Judea perspective is completely different than the Christian perspective.
Yeah, and so, I think that we need to be exploring more of these things. Yeah,
definitely. And that's why I said the divinity journey is mm-hmm. personal. But that's another show.
Right. But what are going to be your closing thoughts for this show as we wind down?
My closing thoughts for this show, just to compound what Deandra said, encircle it with confidence and consistency. You're not going to be consistent at the behavior automatically. You're going to drop. But pick it back up. Continue, and slowly. One of my favorite, I do like macro microscopes of stuff. So like, I work in governance, right? And some, for example, in Singapore, the leader of Singapore got Singapore to where they are from a swampland to the one of the only first world island nations through consistency. And he did it through, if you can make yourself be disciplined at the simplest level, so he did it through making a law that restricted people from chewing gum. But it goes back, let's look back on your life. If you can do the simplest thing consistently, like every morning making your bed, you would find the magic that would manifest afterwards, because you're inhibiting or you're nurturing a skill that can be applied to every aspect of your life. And I know this because I did it. I never used to make my bed up. But last year, again, I did a lot of work on myself. I started making my bed every morning, and I found that consistency allowed me to manifest so much things. So be confident, be consistent, and you know what? 2026 would manifest beauty for you. So.
And of course, remember to speak in positive affirmation to yourself, as you reminded us earlier.
Be affirmative. It is a good year already.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you to Ryan for coming on today, starting us off strong. This is Deandra Carter with the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday. We're going to be talking about human resources and how can we survive in our work environments in a healthy way while helping to grow their visions and your own. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe. Bye-bye.